You're the weirdest freak I've ever heard of, man.
There's a penis on here. What's this pornography doing on me?
Yeah, you want to piss off, mate, you do.
You shut up.
Fuck off.
Make my breakfast.
Fuck off.
Ah.
I'm not playing no fucking games, man.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Kiss my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Forgot we had a new intro, Milkman. Completely forgot about that. Is Milkman even here?
Yes, Milkman is here.
Milkman!
Edmond Vito!
Ooh! Milkman! Hi!
Que fue, hombre!
Madhouse Radio, we're back after a long hiatus. I'm guessing the majority of you know why that happened. I'll explain it in a little bit. We'll get all emotional. Me and my emotional life. I am Carlito, your host for the evening. It is Sunday, July the 1st. In the East Coast, at least it is. It's 12:30 in the morning. First of July, first of the month, wake up, cash your checks, and come up. Milkman is here with me, as I mentioned before. Milkman's hanging out.
Hermanito! Welcome back, my friend.
So turn the music down.
Your melodious tone, and I think the nation is due for a wake-up call.
Gotcha. Thanks,
man. I think
man.
We can provide that service.
We're over at MadhouseLive.com. If you're just listening only at this point, you're like, I'm trying to listen to Cacti Radio, or I'm trying to listen to Blue Planet Radio, and there's some guy on the radio machine. What's going on? That's what Milkman was saying. That's how Milkman learned about this show. I'm like, I'm listening to PCU. There's some guy on here. I'm angry. You go to MadhouseLive.com. Get your explanation. That is our show. That is our podcast, our forums, our whatever, our downloads. Hell, we even got a newsletter there somewhere. If you want to be all 1998, you can get a newsletter. Milkman, did you know that? Milkman, we have a newsletter. I haven't updated the newsletter like in 3 years.
I was going to say, how many years has it been since we've been in the same edition?
Newsletters, man. Newsletter emails. How stupid and useless is that? It's like a GeoCities account. Man. Speaking of stuff that's outdated, if you want to hit me up on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, you can do that. Madhouse Radio on AOL, Yahoo Instant Messenger. And if you're on the MSN Messenger machine, madhouse@live.com. Now, that's really outdated. We're also on. We also are on IRC and Bonzi Buddy, the Bonzi Buddy Messenger Milkman Madhouse Edition's out. Just came out last week. Make sure you pick that up.
Wow! Pick out that little great bait.
The great bait talks to you. Milkman called me last week. He was like, oh, man, I got this new thing. It's called Bonza Buddy. He's awesome. This monkey is talking to me. He's my friend. It's like Siri, but on my computer. Oh, boy.
Damn.
That's what I understand. The whole Siri, all Siri is Bonzi Buddy. It's Bonzi Buddy. People should sue Siri. Should sue Apple. We came up with that. The thing that talks to you. God damn. Twitter, Madhouse on Twitter, at Madhouse, whatever. Twitter.com/Madhouse. I don't know how you say it. Most important one, I guess, these days is the Facebook account, though. Madhouse Live on Facebook. Be sure to follow. Also got a prank call page there. Madhouse Pranks are on there. Be sure to check that shit out. And there we go. So, God damn. When was the last show? You know the last show was almost like 2 months ago? It was 6 weeks ago almost?
It has been at least a couple days. Man, I've lost track how many days it's been. I guess you're right, about two or three now, huh?
I think it was May. It was the first week of May, man. And we're here in the first week of July. That was the last show. So for those of you who didn't know, actually the last show got cut off because the internet Comcast started a maintenance right at midnight. We got cut off early. I didn't even get to explain, hey, everybody, I'm not going to be on next week because...
When was that one? Was that the last one?
The last show.
What was that, last Thursday?
No. The last show that I did, I want to say it was May, let me think here, 12, 11, 10, May the 2nd. Yeah, fuck, dude, tomorrow's going to be 2 months since we did the last show. May the 2nd, the show got cut off because of the internet going down for scheduled maintenance by Comcast. I didn't even know about it. I didn't get a chance to mention everybody, hey, I'm not going to be on next week because my mom's flying in. I'm flying my mom in for Mother's Day next week. Mother's Day was the 13th of May. I was flying her in, and I didn't get a chance. I saw Tabachi. Me and Tabachi hung out the night after the show. Actually, we went to Red Robin and had burgers because he doesn't like to drink. He has an allergy to something, I don't know, to peanuts.
But Robin, hey.
Dude, all you can eat French fries. But unfortunately, well, here's what happened, guys. Not to mince words anymore and talk anymore. Then we have to beat around the bush anymore. I flew my mama for Mother's Day. And the day before Mother's Day, she passed away in front of me in my apartment. I took her to her kidney dialysis. Oh, wow. Don't act like you didn't know, Milkman, for God's sake. You were like the third person that I told, right after my dad and my cousin.
No, I'm not saying I don't know. I know. Just every time I hear and think about them,
yeah,
man,
I know.
It's just kind of like, amazing, yeah. Like even how you went through that, dude. I mean, like,
yeah.
I can't imagine, how painful. Yeah. God knows that we love you, man.
Yeah, I couldn't think about doing Madhouse or anything like that. So, yeah, I flew my mom up for Mother's Day, as I said, and the day before Mother's Day. She had kidney dialysis. She did it up here and brought her back home. And literally she came up the steps and had a heart attack and died right in front of me. I did everything I could to save her life, performed CPR, and watched my mom pass away basically in my arms in front of me. So... didn't want to, I'm not looking for you guys to give me your sorry, so I'm not trying to be an asshole. I don't say this just because it's all, boo-hoo, give me attention. I've never been like that with you guys. But, I just want you to guys know why I was gone. And to be honest with you, most of you didn't know who it was but knew something bad had happened. What got me the most and why I love Madhouse Radio and I love all of you so much. And Milkman, I told you about this. I receive more outpouring of support and love on the Madhouse Facebook and the Madhouse forums than I did on my personal real life Facebook account from friends and family. We're 3 or 4 times the amount of people concerned and telling me, don't worry, come back when you can, and we're sorry for your loss, despite the fact that most of you didn't really know what had happened. I told the majority. I told Nunu and Lonesome and Tuck and RBCP. The kind of like the members of the internal kind of like about like called you know, there's a certain level of people when it comes to Madhouse who know things first and are more involved, and that's kind of like the crew. Milkman, of course, is ahead of that. He's in the number one chair, and after that, you've got Nunu. You know, he's always, you know, been kind of like not a full administrator, but you know, he's always an op in the chat room, and when he behaves in there, when he's not kicking people, Milkman's already pissed off about that tonight. Watching him.
Yeah, but, he needs to settle the fuck down, man. Quit going crazy in that chat, man. We need people to stay and not throw them out, you know, for just because they don't like England bullshit like that. I mean, come on.
Right.
Anyway.
But yeah, no, it's okay. No, but you know, there's a few. Yeah, I like to keep in the know because you're the guys that work, you know, hard behind the scenes when it comes to things. And Lonesome isn't are. They don't want them to be showing up every Thursday and being like, "What the fuck, you know, Carlito, you know, I'm taking time out of my day to confirm numbers." You know, Harry wanted him to know. So that's what happened. That's why I wasn't here. I'm able to talk about it now, as you can see, and still get a little emotional, but not to the point. Milkman, you remember when I first talked? I couldn't. You remember what it was that first day when I talked to you?
Oh,
destroyed.
Dude, man, he was a basket case, man. Yeah. I mean, I felt so bad. I mean, I just did not know what to do or say. I mean, you know, I was even excited she was there, you know, because I knew it was, you know, she was coming, and, you know, I was all happy and everything, and you told me that, and I just fell over. It's like, my God, what can I do, you know?
Yeah, but such is life. We're all meant to bury our mothers and our fathers, except if there's some kind of accident, you know, or we get sick or something like that. So that is life. It was tragic. I just thank God that I was able to be with her one last time. You know, it would have been horrible had it... Milkman, you talked to me about this. It really would have been horrible had it happened while she was in Florida and I was up here, far away, you know?
Yeah, it would have been much more... It would be, you know, painful, troublesome, you know, worrisome. You know, you're not actually even there. Really, you know, in a way... Maybe it was serendipity, it was meant to be, you know, because, you know, you were there with your mother, you know, the person about you in the world, and her final moments, she was there with you. And I mean, you know, in a way, it's a tribute or a gift, you know, because you actually was there at the most important, you know, one of the most painful, important days of her life. And,
right.
You know, it's an honor, and, you know, in my opinion, and I'm glad that, you know, you came out of it on this side and, you know, and you're feeling a little more level of comfort with it, man. You know, because, you know, all our hearts are with you, brother. You know, nobody wants to lose their parents. Nobody wants to, but it's a fact of life, you know, that we all, you know, one day we'll pass away. It's a grown experience. And, you know, and some people get twisted around and don't take the growing experience as a positive thing. And, you know, you're lifting up and taking a foot forward. And, you know, and you're doing the right thing, man. You're being a man.
Thank you.
I'm very happy.
Thank
very
you.
Very happy that, you know, you're doing so well, sir.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy, not to touch on this too much more, but it was kind of crazy that our conversation, it was awesome, dude. Friday, the day before it happened, I took the day off of work. My Athena went to work. My wife went to work. And it was just me and my mom. We spent the entire day together. We hung out. We talked about stories from when I was a kid. She told me stories about when she was a kid and all my family members, you know, when they were younger. You know, I even got her ask her a question like, how was my grandfather, you know, this, and what was my great-grandfather like? She told me. And she even told me, like, she said, you know, when I, you know, I'm sick, you know, I'm sick and I'm on dialysis and I'm a heart patient, you know, when I die, if it happens soon or later, when it happens, you know, I want to be cremated. I want to be taken back to Puerto Rico. She told me exactly what she wanted done.
Wow.
At that point, yeah.
Maybe she had a feeling.
Yeah, she had a feeling. Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. She knew. Everyone says that. And sure, but you know what? I think I did well by her because I did exactly that. I had her cremated just like she wanted. I had her put in a rose-colored urn, like she said. And I flew down with her to Puerto Rico with her ashes, which was a really surreal thing. To know, like, my mom, who was alive a week, you know, less than a week before, was in a box in a suitcase on a plane with me. It's just so weird. I mean, it's just, you don't, life doesn't prepare you for things like that. Although you should be prepared. Everyone out there should be prepared. But I did want to touch on one last thing here before we move on. All of you who do have mothers who are still alive, or fathers for that matter, we've got a lot of young people listening to the show, right, Milkman? We got a lot of kids, a lot of teenagers and stuff listening to the show. I know you guys get upset at your parents, and you guys fight. That's natural. That's normal. But never, never miss an opportunity to tell your mother or father that you love them. And I know sometimes we all get angry at our parents, and we say things sometimes we don't mean, and that's natural, but always make up. Don't keep anything to your, you know, don't leave anything to time, because you never know what can happen. And that is life. You know, you don't want to deal with that kind of guilt later on as something happens, because something does happen. Even if you do get over and all that stuff, and then, you know, it could be 20 years from now, and you're like, oh my God, I remember that one time that I told my mom I wish she was dead. And you're a teenager, you're a kid, and that stuff happens, but still, you start thinking, it tears you up. We all go through it. So, again, be kind to your parents. They're the only link you have to your past. Unless you got brothers and sisters. In that case, fuck your parents. But hey, we move on. We get over it. We take a breathe in. We take a breathe out. Right? Life goes on, and so do we. Madhouse Radio must continue.
And you take the next right step forward, my friend. And I think a bunch of calls await us as we pursue this goal of humor.
Correct. Well, let's see what we got here up in the hizzy. Lonesome Losers sending in a lot of numbers.
Oh, my God, is that the real DD? It is the real Dieters back in our chat. Oh, my God,
yes.
The dead. Welcome back.
The Dead and Fall, former power couple of PCU, are here also.
Oh, my God, I'm so glad he's back. Dude, yeah. I missed him, man. Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, I did get a message to you, Armani. Gordon Maven is going to have trouble getting in. Her city was affected by the power outage, and I believe my own mother's city, because I cannot get her on the phone, so I think there's still electrical power down throughout the East Coast area from a terrible, terrible storm that blew through and knocked down a bunch of electrical power lines.
When was this? Was there a storm?
I hope you are listening to us, at least able to listen on the phone. If you cannot listen, you know, to your normal, you know, your normal source, your PC.
Was there a storm? What happened? What am I missing? There was a storm?
Oh, yeah, the big-ass storm, man. Power has been out now, I guess it's maybe the second day, you know, because like last night and yesterday, a big storm blew through, and it blew down, like, I don't know, it was like 750,000 people without electricity day before, you know, yesterday night. So it doesn't look like it's all been, been solved. It was like not quite a tornado, but it was like an unnamed, you know, like supercell that went through and just blew a bunch of shit down there, a little bit below you and me.
Oh, wow. Tabachi's asking if I got the big hailstorm two nights ago. I didn't notice the hail. All I know was lightning like crazy, man. Like, I woke up at 3 in the morning, and there was lightning less than every 2 seconds. There was another lightning strike. And I freaked out, not because I'm a wiener or anything, but the head of the bed sits right at the window, which is right behind the woods and a bunch of trees. And I was like, all right, I'm getting up, going to sleep, I'm going to go sleep in the living room. I got up and moved. Because once when I was 19, when I first moved out of my house, I was in the apartment with Andy and our other friend. There was a storm, a lightning storm just like that once. Lightning every 2 seconds, you know. It was like, bam, in two seconds, another lightning strike would hit. And I got up and moved to go to the bathroom, I think. And when I got up, a lightning strike hit, like, right at the window.
Ooh.
Right at the window. And I would have been right there. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I didn't think that was possible. But, yeah, sure enough. It was close enough that if
really strange, you know, that happened to me once.
Yeah?
You remember, I don't know, how many of y'all remember the old days when the phones were, you know, mostly analog, you know? I mean, the ring was different on them, you know, the way the busy thing was. If you listen to some of the old recordings of the phone, you know, phone calls from the 70s and the early 80s, you'll hear it. But I was on a hardwired phone, and I was looking out the window, and it was raining and storming like crazy. And, you know, people have said it before, you know, you should talk on the phone while it's storming, you know, and I was
bullshit,
16-year-old, and I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, I'm going to talk to my girl, blah, 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 so I'm on the phone, lightning strikes and hits right out in the tree in the yard, and there was static so strong that it came through the earpiece and, like, shocked the side of my head. Ever since then, I've been this crazy and whacked out, and, you know, and how I ended up getting here on the Madhouse. But that's a true story, really, though. It shocked me through the phone, the static discharge.
Dude, it happens. That happened to me once on an old analog style phone. Like you're talking about the old school phone, maybe late 80s.
Right. Wired
I was phone. Talking. I was talking in a storm and lightning hit. And I felt it gave me a headache is what happened. Like it went bam. And again, I had a headache for like a few hours, man. It was wicked. And once I was I was washing my hands in this. No. I was doing my chores. I was washing dishes. And lightning struck outside, and I felt it. I felt like the electricity in the water coming out of the pipe, you know, out of the sink. Freaked me out, dude. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, and after that, we would never, you know, do dishes during a rainstorm. Never take a shower. That was a big thing. I used to always be scared to take a shower during a rainstorm.
I would definitely believe that. I could almost second that one. I'll tell you, I used to play a lot of guitar whenever I was younger. I mean, I had a band and everything. I had some really powerful amplifiers, you know, Marshall amplifiers, and I was always jamming in the basement with my band, you know. It was like the old basement, you know. It was like everything was kind of like painted and everything, you know. It wasn't like, you know, completely a converted basement, but you know, it was concrete on the floor and there was like a thin carpet, and I'm sitting there jamming on the guitar. It's storming like a beat fuck outside. I'm not paying attention to it, man, all stoned out, jamming with the guys, you know, and I'm having a great time, raising hell, and lightning hits outside, and it comes all the way through the wiring outside to where my guitar amp is, and comes all the way clear to the cord. The power cord comes up the power cord, and just before it goes in the amp, it stops. It crisps everything between there, between the wall, the wiring in the house, the socket in the wall, and my cord, dude. And it was like, holy shit. And I was like, man, I could have been fried, because if anybody knows, an electric guitar has a complete contact with the ground, you know, for the sounds to be transferred through the magnets. You have to have electrical fields, you know, running through the strings.
It's
so
got magnets
that
in it?
Sucker, man, it scared the shit out of me. I could have been electrocuted, literally.
Wow,
man.
Magnets
so
are
I was
amazing.
So lucky.
Magnets are
Don't
amazing.
Don't play your guitar amps in the rain and in storms, man. Be careful, guys.
Magnets are amazing. I don't even know how they work. How do they work, milkman? Magnets.
No one really knows, you know, the real answer. They're lines of force, and they exchange energy between electrical fields and magnetic fields. I mean, that's the basics of it.
All right.
And that's how we have communications throughout the world, and most of our things are done even in, you know, in our bodies are even electrical impulses. Even though they're electrochemical, they still are exchanges of ions or exchanges of charges of pieces of matter without getting too scientific.
Thank you, Milkman. Thank you. I appreciate that. I was wondering how magnets work. It's amazing. Guys, let's go ahead and move on with some prank calls. Got some good numbers here. RBCP, Milkman, he has infiltrated the Geek Squad. I know you're a big fan of the Geek Squad. You get all your computer work done at Geek Squad.
I'm an idiot. I don't know anything about computers.
You buy Monster cables and go to Geek Squad. Yeah.
That's right. I'm in a welcome, you know. I have an old brother in there.
RBCP's got a bunch of numbers from the Geek Squad. People that have left their computer machines with Geek Squad. We got their numbers here. I'm excited about that. We'll be calling them in just a moment. We've got some requested pranks that have come in. Lonesome Loser sent in some numbers here also, including his most hated convenience store, the Wawa, which he hates. He hates Wawa. He's always got, I don't know what happened with Lonesome and Wawa. I think he went in there once and they gave him shit. They're opening Wawas in Orlando now, Lonesome. I meant to tell you about that. There was a big article in the Orlando Sentinel that they're getting their first Wawa down by the convention center down there. I don't even know why I bother following Orlando news, but I still do. I still get sucked into that fucking hellhole. We also got the Good Living Center, East Mountain. These people are always angry, and I heard they mistreat the old people staying there. They're in Pennsylvania as well. We got the In-N-Out Mini Mart. A foreign guy was there, Milkman. That sounds promising. And we got the Breakers, the Breakers Hotel in Honolulu.
All right.
Yeah, I want to mention, Milkman, you heard the new intro. Also got a new intro for the show featuring Beastie Boys, Jimmy James, which itself features music by the late, great Jimi Hendrix.
Awesome.
And also, Milkman, you're a fan of Daft Punk, right? I know you're a fan.
Oh yeah. I've heard of them before. Yeah.
Yeah, I used their they're on the new podcast intro. You didn't hear it yet, but the new podcast intro is that song,
Manic.
Robot Rock, which is. Robot Rock. I think you've mentioned you like that song before.
Yeah.
Robot Rock.
Yeah, it was really wild. Yeah, it's really odd if you ever hear it, man. It's like really cool. They do this
it's like your high
vocalization using vocoder type effects on the voice and turn the whole thing a little riff going, repeating digitally endlessly into a hook for a song.
Right. Nunu's also sending a number for there's a midget convention. I understand they don't like being called midgets, Milkman and Nunu. I don't think they like that. Little people is what they like to be called, but midgets nonetheless. They are here. My wife was telling me that there are two midgets that work at her bank that she goes to every day for work. She has to make deposits for work. And they're mean. They're angry little elves, she says. It's quite funny. Midgets get angry, man. They're just hateful people sometimes, man. Mean, angry midgets.
Well, is it midgets or is it dwarfs? There's a difference.
I thought dwarf is a midget. Dwarfism is the condition, and right?
Well, there's a difference between technically. There's a difference between black and white, or yellow and black, and yellow and white, whatever you want to say. But as far as that goes, there is a difference between a midget and a dwarf. Not many people realize what the difference is.
Well, I thought there's polymorphic dwarf or something like that, where the feet and hands are proportional still. They're small, and the feet and hands are. The legs are proportionate to their size, and there's the other one where, maybe their torso is shorter and their legs are normal and they look weirder, and they're lower on the social totem. Oh fuck! They're lower in the social totem pole.
Well, okay, what it is a dwarf is a fully proportioned, one, three, five ratio style body size. Where dwarf is out of proportion as far as the maybe the length of the legs will be too short or the arm will be too short compared to the head and torso. So that's the real difference between them. So I guess they have their own hierarchy or their own order of things. So I guess the people that are not proportional probably are consider themselves the furthest away from the norm.
Yeah.
But they're actually more common for people to be to be dwarfs than they are, midgets than they are dwarfs.
Okay. Well, there you go, Milkman, master of none, jack of all trades, master of none. So there you go. We got a good crowd in the chat room. We got a good crowd in the chat room, Milkman.
All right. And they grow.
Yeah, Big Nunu's in there. You're in there. Lonesome's in there. Carlito and Carlitos are both in there. Baz, MSC3, Clay, Legend, what's up, Legend? Fall, and the Dead, who we already mentioned. Dark Stranger, I think I already mentioned Baz. Hibachi is in there. And Laugh Track Mac was in there until just a second ago. He's in the house. He's a big fan of Milkman. And he was there also. Now he's not. And went to get beer, maybe. I don't know. All right, let's do some prank calls. Come on, let's quit beating around the bush.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you guys give me a heads up. I had heard that Skype had started figuring out people that were prank calling, making a lot of calls, and banning your accounts outright. I had heard that rumor. Is that true? Let me know. Let me know that's what's going on. And let me know if there's a way around it or something I should be doing to avoid that from happening. That would be much appreciated. All you guys in the know, let me know. If you're in the know, let me know. Yeah, we can use Google Talk, too, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I got that app for my phone, that Groove IP, and you can place a Google Talk call directly to your Android, and it doesn't charge your minutes on your account. And actually, it's a pretty high-quality call if you've got a good connection.
It seems to be higher quality because, from what I understand, it goes through POTS lines at some point in the mix instead of being pure VoIP. Like Skype does. And then Microsoft bought Skype, and Microsoft. Speaking of which, I got an iPad over here on my right. I love this iPad. I'm watching a chat room from the iPad tonight. I got a keyboard for the iPad. I got a Bluetooth keyboard, and it works with my laptop at work, my laptop at home, my PlayStation 3, And I even connected it to my Android, Milkman. I love this little Bluetooth keyboard I got. It's awesome. Travel keyboard. I can use it with everything.
The credit card size one like the one I got?
That, you showed me that. Milkman showed me this credit card one on Skype, and I was like, oh, God, it's just too small. So it's about the size of a... It's maybe two-thirds the size of a standard keyboard. So it's like...
Oh, okay, I saw those. Yeah, that's like the Freedom keyboard.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't want to be cramped or use my thumbs. If I'm going to use a keyboard, I want to be on the key, you know... On the keyboard. Yeah. But it practically turns my iPad into a netbook, man. It's really fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. Because then you basically can type on it, you know, two-thirds of the size. You get the freedom to type on it. I just got the small one that's the credit card size one, because, you know, if I'm mobile or whatever, you know, I can just set the phone down, and instead of trying to hold the glass and blah, 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 and do all that shit, all I got to do is just take that little thing out and just, you know, peck at it with my finger, because that's what I would be doing instead of trying to do it on all the typos on the glass. Yeah. I got a little credit card. So plus, you know, you can control the volume and different options through that little credit card sized keyboard. So, but, you know, I mean, you know, you really want to do a lot of typing and pull on because you use yours more. Yeah, I would recommend the larger one, bro.
Yeah. RBCP says midgets are more hilarious than dwarves. That's the difference. I like that. Nunu says... Phone the front desk at the midget the convention of the midgets as a midget and request a toilet ladder. Very funny. I like that idea. Also wanted to, dude, while we were gone, Windows, did you see the Windows tablet, the Surface looks kind of promising. Google came out with the Nexus 7 tablet on Monday, which looks like shit. Doesn't look very impressive at all. The new build of Android called Jelly Bean is going to be on it. Look, I don't know.
They're not giving good reviews already. I haven't heard no reviews.
I don't know. It is what it is. I'll stick to Android for phones, and that's it. Also, Milkman. Oh, yeah. Hey, I wanted to tell you. God, I keep bullshitting. I'm beating around the bush here, not doing pranks. It's almost 1 in the morning. Who cares? I'm building a computer. I got the build laid out. I'm going to make the purchase probably tomorrow morning after I think about it one last time. I'm getting an i7 processor. Let me tell you. You know what? Here's what I did want to mention. This. What's this song playing again? I want to hear this song again. There we go. Skip that shit, motherfucker. Let me go to my Google Docs. I'm getting an i7 processor. It's an Ivy Bridge. Getting a solid state 128 Samsung solid state drive for my operating system. 128 gigs. And then I'm getting a terabyte Western Digital Caviar Black hard drive for the data. Keep it in mind that the majority of my data is on the server that I already have, and I'll keep it on there, and I'll access most of my files over the network here. And that's 2 terabytes that I have there. I don't have a need for a massive hard drive in this new machine that I'm getting. I'm also getting a GeForce 670 card. I thought about getting the 690, but it's a bit too expensive right now for me, I think. It's like $1,000 if you can find it. They're hard to come by. The 680 is about $250 more than the 670, and there's only about a 13% boost in performance. So I figure I'll start off with the 670, and when that starts slowing down, I'll either upgrade to whatever's, you know, hot at the time. But I think the 670 will get me by for the time being. So I just wanted to throw that out there. If you guys are, any of you guys are into hardware, if you guys have any suggestions of what I should or should not do, I'm going to get a 750-watt power supply. That was my other question. 750 watts power supply, is that sufficient? Milkman, do you know it all?
Oh, well, okay. Basically, the power supply, you need a bigger power supply for the amount of cards you're doing. How many cards did you say you're getting, and what kind of cards? You're doing SLI or what?
I don't know. I'm doing one video card on it.
But if you're not really... Okay, here's the deal. If you're not really going to use it, the video card setup as a gaming, like completely game-wild one, yeah, you can go with lower wattage ones. Now, the higher wattage ones required, because those graphic processor units in those high-end cards, we are so power-intensively hungry that you need, like, you know, as much as, 1,000 watts or more.
Yeah,
but remember, your electric bill goes up, you know, when they're running constantly. Even if they're not using it, they're still running. So if you have a smaller, greener transformer, and get the smaller one, you should be okay.
Okay.
750 should be quite sufficient. I mean, I run systems on Lil's 350 or 400, which is the normal ones today, run fine. It's just whenever you do a lot of, like, graphic processing, frame rates and shit like that, then it starts getting power hungry. So you should be fine. You might even consider lower depending on, if you're not going to do video and all that shit, just to save your electric bill.
Electric bill, yeah. Okay. All right, I got you. Yeah, so I'm doing, I got the 128 Samsung solid state from the OS.
Consider it like this. Your processor uses maybe 65 to maybe 100 some watts, period. That's all it needs.
Yeah, per.
And power packs that come on mobile, that's why a lot of people do mobiles, at the most they'll go to 90 watts. They're generally anywhere from 50 to 65 watts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you don't actually need as much power because, a lot of that's just for the peripherals, the hardware inside the box.
Gotcha.
But just around the system, you don't need a whole hell of a lot of power. So you
can
get away with quite a bit less save electricity if you're not paying for it.
Gotcha. All right. So I'm getting an Intel i7, it's the 3770K that I'm getting. Seems to be pretty good. Good enough for me for the time being compared to what I got now. I got a single
core. What's your onboard catch on that one?
I'd have to look at the specs, to be honest with
you. Probably like about 12 megs, aren't they? Like 12 megs. A hot rod.
I think. It runs pretty nice.
I'm getting sick.
You're getting sick? The cache, it's 4 times 256K. So like for each core, 256K for each core, I'm supposed to. So 256, right?
It's so that's the L1.
L2. That's the L2.
Okay.
Yeah, the L2 cache. L1, I'm looking on here and I don't find it. L2, isn't it L2?
So it's got 1 meg?
Yeah, 1 meg total. 1 meg. I'm guessing it's 256 per core. Right, I don't know if it divvies it up. It's a quad core Ivy Bridge, operates at 3.5 gigahertz with a 3.8 gigahertz
doesn't
turbo
boost. Microthreading built into it too.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Oh shit! So you're getting even more extra memory handling.
Yep.
That motherfucker can be fast.
And I'm going all out. I'm getting I'm going with 32 gigs of RAM. I'm going with the maximum that it's going to support. I'm not fucking around when it comes to that, man.
So you're going 64 operating system. Then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. Come on, man. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Which is something else. Here's my question. I haven't bought.
Pro?
Yeah, I'm going to get Windows 7 Pro 64-bit. Now, someone was telling me you can get them online now. Like, I can go to Microsoft and just buy the key and download the ISO from them. Do you know that? Do I go to Digital River or someone even said I can go to Amazon?
They've been offering that for a while, but I prefer having the hard disk in my hands.
I can download the ISO and just burn a hard disk, But I've got a ton of operating systems. When I was in college, I had access to the MSD, MSDN, whatever, MSDA, whatever thing, and you could get free operating systems. I gave you one or two a few times, Milkman. I've got like a whole bunch of them, but I don't have. I had access to Windows 7 64-bit Pro, and I never got it. I thought I had it, and I don't. So I got to buy it. So I'm gonna have to figure out. Anybody out there wants to give me an idea?
If you buy the box, I think they even offer new OEM. When you buy the full edition, it has the 64 and 32-bit both. You purchase at the same time, it runs right around. I don't know. It's going to run almost $100 for the OS.
Maybe $130, I think, for the OS. You think, or is it more? I think it's $130.
I think if you get both versions, it's going to be the box that runs about almost $200. Maybe $175 if you search around for go to eBay and find something that's offering a good deal.
Right.
It's preferable to get two because if you ever want to downsize or install it on older piece of hardware, you can still run it on a 32.
Cool. Cool. All right. Well, that's tech talk for the night. Let's get to prank calls. Let's do a real.
Yeah.
Let's do one of these calls to these Geek Squad peoples. And I need to know what store. Okay, I got the store here. I don't know what city it's in. All right, Catherine is the first person who has something at the Geek Squad. First call in... Fuck. First call in 2 months, man. See if we still got it. A little bit later, we'll open up the conference to Skype. People can join in if you want to talk, hang out, do pranks. Later, not now.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of...
God, holy shit. All right, John is another victim possibly here. Let's give John a call. And while I'm doing the call still, well, you know I always got to talk about basketball. You notice I got my new Orlando Magic hat on. Miami Heat. I was listening that show from 2 months ago that I edited. By the way, it's on the podcast finally last night. It hit the podcast if you haven't grabbed it yet. We're caught up on the podcast, finally updated. I would try to go in there. Here's what happened. I would try to go in there and edit that last podcast, the last show. And I was like, there was a prank that I did about someone's mom, and I would get sad. And I tried editing it a long time, like a month ago, and I just start crying. Not crying, you know, I get emotional. And I get all sad. I wouldn't do it.
The person you are calling does not take unidentified calls.
Yeah, that ain't gonna work then. I'd heard that I was talking, I forget who I was talking with, but we were trying to come up with, you know, we were talking basketball and all this stuff, and I had said I see the Oklahoma City Thunder going to the finals, and sure enough I called that and I was right. Everyone had Spurs in the West and I kept saying Thunder, 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 and sure enough. At least the Thunder didn't get swept.
Be Bobby Ball.
Thunder 1-1. It's all took. As long as you don't get swept like the Magic do, you're good. I don't hate on the Heat, and I'm from Orlando, and I don't hate on the Heat. Well, they're a good team. What do you want to do, man? LeBron James got a ring. Everyone wants to hate on LeBron. He did what he wanted. He wanted to leave Cleveland. Why is he going to be stuck in Cleveland?
Hey, you've reached Katie.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you know, why are you going to be, why would you want to play basketball in Cleveland, Milkman, if you had a choice, Miami or
Cleveland? I lived in Ohio for a long time, man. Anything in Ohio.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, he had been there all his life living in Ohio, and he got a chance, you know, he's in the prime of his career. He's like the best basketball player in the league.
And the only thing good about Cleveland is the flats. You know, other than that, you got the lake effect, super snowstorms and bullshit up there. You know, it's not a really built-up city. I mean, I shouldn't knock Ohio, but you know, I mean, it's Ohio.
we probably have listeners in Ohio, and sorry to tell you guys, I don't know.
Well, I guess I can knock it because, like, you know, I have family there, and you know, and I lived there for many years. I guess that gives me some knock.
Yeah,
right?
You get a break. Okay.
And I probably lived there long before most of these people were born. Well, maybe not born, but while they were babies.
While they were babies. All right, I'm trying to figure out. I copied a number, and I don't know which one it is, and I don't know which.
Well, I have been Ohio for over 15 years, man. So.
Really? Okay. I thought you went recently or something. No. All right. Steve Thomas.
Yeah, I've been on the road for a while, dude. Like, when I met you, I'd already been on the road. Let's see, what, about five?
Ohio. Isn't that Japanese for hello? Ohio.
Ohio, good time.
Ohio, ha. Hello? Hello. Ohio. Hello. Bish. Let me try him again. I think they picked up. Nunu reminded me, that's right, don't forget UK calls before people wake up. Thank you, Nunu. Good point.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box.
That is not set up. Yeah, whatever. They need to set up their voicemails, what they need to do. Let's try Big Curtis.
T-Mobile. That could be AT&T. I think they charge you more for voicemail.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what a couple people told me. When they get those AT&T phones, like, just get, you know, they want the iPhones.
Yeah.
They don't want to pay the extra for the voicemail, so that's why they don't set it up.
Oh, yeah, and then you can use something else instead anyway. You can use your app on the iPhone machine. Yeah, Nunu says, tell results for the Euro 2012 football. Who won? Hey, that's a good question. Who won the Euro 2012? I saw it last week. I totally forgot about it this week. I saw some games. Saw Greece got beat. Hello? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hi. I'm calling from Geek Squad. My name is Cross. Is this Curtis?
Yeah.
Is this Curtis?
No, it's Richard.
Oh, Richard. Hi, Richard. Oh, yes, Richard. I'm sorry. I had the wrong number here. I have your machine here. I'm working on it right now. We're doing some overtime on your computer machine.
Yeah.
So what problem are you having exactly? Because this seems to be working just fine. But I did find some things here that concern me.
What's that?
There's some things on here and your history that I'm looking at your internet history on here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have something you need to tell me about?
No.
You don't want to
who
talk?
Who is this?
My name
this
is
Geek Squad.
This is Cross with Geek Squad.
All right. You're not having a number come up. What Geek Squad are you working out of? Where's that at? Uh-huh.
So, did you want to explain to me what these things are on your computer? These things that you've got?
No.
Well,
I don't know what you're talking about.
You have dirty things on here.
Bullshit.
There's pictures on here and internet sites you've been going to. You've been going on to several conservative news, like you have certain opinions about our president. Did you want to share those with me?
What is this? I'm going to call the police. How can I report you?
Well, you can call the store when we're open again. Like I said, I'm working overtime right now. And if you
bullshit.
if you call the store
this
now,
is bullshit.
Your computer,
hold on.
Huh?
Just wait a second.
Literally a second, or do you need a few seconds? I don't understand.
I want someone to hear this.
Who?
My girlfriend, Cheryl.
You have a girlfriend?
Listen to this guy. Listen to this.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Fine.
I'm working on Richard's computer here. I'm with the Geek Squad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. He brought in his computer for repair, and it seems to be working fine. But I noticed he went to several websites here that you might be concerned with that you should know about.
Yeah.
He's been visiting dating websites. He's been visiting a site called Ashley Madison. And plenty of fish, and he says he's single, according to this here.
Yeah.
Were you aware that he's having a relationship outside of what he's having with you?
No.
Okay, well, he is, and then he has certain opinions about our president that don't seem to coincide with a good American, what a good American would do. Now, I think you've warned him about this before, right? Like not to do these things?
Well, I don't know what you mean about saying about our president.
Well, he doesn't like Obamacare. He said Obamacare is a shit, he said, here on one of these postings that he put on the computer. That he
you know the Geek Squad?
Yeah, my name is Cross. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so why did you say these things about the Democrats?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You said bad things about the president and the Democrats on this
bullshit.
It says that you said bad things. You don't like the president? You don't like Obamacare? Is that what it is?
Sure, I love Obamacare.
That's not what you put here. You said bad things about him.
You're full of shit.
Okay, and then why are you going to dating websites but you have a girlfriend?
That's none of your business.
So you are going to dating websites and you have a girlfriend.
It's none of your business.
Well, you signed the paper when you left your computer here, right? They gave me permission to fix it and look at your things, your pictures, and your internet history.
No, you didn't do that. I didn't do that.
Didn't you sign a paper and agree to this when you came in? You signed the agreement when you left the computer here.
You read off my work order and tell me what it says.
It says, Richard's computer doesn't work. Fix computer. That's all they give me. They say, fix this stupid person's computer, and I'm fixing it.
Oh, that's bullshit. You got to have something else on there.
I'm not required to tell you things, private things like that, sir.
What do you mean private? It's my computer. I'm the one that sat there and told him what to do.
Well, what do you need done exactly? Because this work order here doesn't seem to be complete.
Well, you're the one with the work order. You have to read it.
Well, I don't know. Do I have to put it? What's the code for the computer in my computer that I put in?
I don't know.
Well, I'm by myself now, so I'm kind of confused. I don't know what to do exactly.
Well, why don't you call back in the morning?
Because I don't get this fixed tonight, then we're going to have to charge you extra time and labor.
No, you're not, because I am. You're full of shit. I've got a geek squad. Everything's paid for.
Well, you're confusing the facts here, sir. And I'm gonna put a nuisance fee on here of $200 for an extra hour of work because you're not cooperating here to give me the information to fix this computer.
You're the weirdest freak I've ever heard of, man. This is Rich.
No, my name is. You know, you're Rich. I'm not Rich.
What's your name?
My name is Cross.
Cross?
Cross.
How do you spell that?
C-R-O-S-S, Cross.
What's your first name?
That is my first name.
What's your last name?
I don't get my last name out because there's people out there who, you know, get nasty and rude and try to do bad things to me.
All right, what is...
what is what? What's so funny? Richard. Oh, he hung up. What are you doing this, though? You talking this bullshit. That guy sounds like you. That's what
I'm kind of wondering if that was like, you know, that was like a fake at my senior sister. I didn't sound like his girlfriend. I didn't sound like his girlfriend and been a little more masculine.
That milkman is exactly what you sound like. I know you don't know what you sound like. You know how they say people, you sound
like... Don't sound like that. We're a card. Yes. All right. This is Geek Squad.
Those aren't Geek Squad. All right, let's call Dale. Big Dale instead. Working overtime. Working overtime.
Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Cross with Geek Squad. Is Dale there? He left his computer machine here?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Is this Best Buy?
Well, I'm with Geek Squad at Best Buy, yes. Inside the Best Buy. The Geek Squad's inside the Best Buy.
It's midnight.
I know, I'm working overtime. I'm working on the stupid computer for him because he messed it up. He screwed it up again.
Who?
What's his name here? Dale?
Yeah?
Yeah, he screwed up the stupid computer again because he's stupid. You know, so I'm.
Yeah, she wasn't very, very considerate. Thinking about this guy needs his computer.
Hello.
Listen, if I don't fix his computer, I'm going to charge you an extra fee for extra labor. If I don't fix it tonight, okay?
Okay, I'm calling Best Buy tomorrow.
No,
because we talked to them earlier, and you're full of it. I don't know what's going on.
Well, the computer isn't going to be fixed unless you cooperate with me now. I need this information, and if not, then you're not going to get your computer back for like another week. I'm going to send it to the depot in India to get fixed instead. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to replace it with a Macintosh instead.
They don't want to help you work on the computer. What is the deal?
Okay, Best Buy called us earlier.
Uh-huh.
And now don't talk. It's midnight. And you're calling us.
There's a problem with the UK Series PSUL 775 unit in here. That's what the problem is.
Okay,
so he didn't leave the information about his PSUL 775.
Okay, we talked to Best Buy earlier.
Uh-huh.
They had their information. Everything was being done.
Well, I think since you're not cooperating, I'm going to send this to the depot instead.
He's got trouble with his TU-55Y.
It's
been bleeding a lot lately.
It's an ID-10T error. All right, David. Let's call David instead. We call
his P3N1S is not working correctly either.
The explosive space modulator isn't working.
Yeah, I heard that. I started to hear the Marvin, and then I started thinking, okay, we did that before with the beat stuff.
Hello.
Hello, is this Dave? David?
Yeah.
David, I'm calling from Geek Squad. My name is Cross. I'm working on your computer machine here, and you understand there's a problem with the PSUL 775 series in here?
I don't know what that is.
That's the computer machine? So what did you need done exactly? I'm working overtime. I'm trying to get this ready for you. What's the stupid problem?
Well, I guess it had some viruses. That's what I'm told.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm looking at this computer machine here, and the viruses came from your internet history. So did you want to tell me about these websites that you went to you're not supposed to go to? Well? David?
Yes?
Well, why did you mess up the computer again? What happened?
Who are you?
My name is Cross. I'm with the Geek Squad. Listen, if you don't cooperate with me, we're going to charge you for extra labor because I can't get it finished fixed tonight. And then what we're going to do is we're going to replace your computer altogether with a Macintosh computer. And that's going to be at your at the cost of the customer. Well... Weren't you instructed not to go to websites that have viruses on them? None of them really get upset. I don't understand.
HPU-55Y is acting up, man.
He's calling Best Buy now. Who the hell called me 12 midnight? Best Buy.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
David, this is Cross from Geek Squad Machine calling back about your computer machine that's not working because you went to the sites with the viruses on them again after he picked up an arrow. Oh, man, I would flip if someone called me from Geek Squad talking bullshit. What number did I call? Okay, good. I had the right one. Now we have Luisa, who has two computers there. Luisa, she sounds Hispanic. This must be good. This is going to be good.
Yeah, he's got problems with his Illudium space modulator.
Oh, I wanted to mention all our Manhouse listeners who like beer. My favorite beer from Puerto Rico, Medalla, which I've talked about on the show before, is now finally available in the United States. So,
I like El Presidente, too. That's a good beer.
That's a Dominican beer. What's wrong with you? Why would you drink that?
Well, because it's good. It's better than Dogfish. I actually like it a little bit better than the Red Stripe.
It is a good beer.
You have reached Melissa, and I am unable to take your call at this time. Please leave a message.
No luck there. All right. We'll call Ann here instead. Ann left the computer at the Geek Squad. going through these. Again, these are Geek Squad, where we're calling them super late at night to complain about their computer machines. You're listening to Madhouse Radio. We are live for the first of the
month. That last one sounded like it had a crackable voicemail. No one was available to pick your call now.
We will return your call. That was an actual answer machine. You're right, Milkman.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
We got Big Patty, Patricia. Let's see if she answers. We should do a 4th of July show, Milkman. I'll be off that day.
Hell yeah.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Patricia?
May I say who's calling?
Yes, this is Cross. I'm calling from Geek Squad at Best Buy.
Just a moment.
Huh?
Back to your computer. Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about your computer. My name is Cross with Best Buy. Geek Squad,
yeah.
I understand you left your computer machine here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what did you do to it this time? Why did you mess it up again?
I haven't messed it up again.
You have again, because you obviously really mess up this computer. You don't know how to use it?
Yes, I know how to use it.
Do you know how to turn it on and do
yes,
things?
Yes, I know how to turn it on.
All right, so why is it not working? Because this isn't clear to me here. It doesn't even start at all right now.
Because I lost Internet Explorer.
You lost the Blue E?
Yes.
Okay. Well, why did you get the iPhone instead?
Why did I what?
Well, you should have gotten an iPhone machine instead of this computer because you don't know how to use a computer.
I know how to use a computer, mister.
Well... The confusion is because we had you down as Patricia. Someone thought your name was Pat. I don't know. Do you go by Pat?
Yes, I do.
Well, they were thinking that you were a man because of Pat.
Well, I'm not.
I know. Now we know that you're not a man. You're a woman, and that's the problem. That's why you shouldn't have a computer.
What's it going to cost to fix it?
Well, since you're not cooperating with me and I'm having to work overtime overnight, it's like 12:30 in the morning now, it's going to cost you an extra $200 because it's overtime hours now.
Well, just forget it then.
Well, I already started fixing it. It's too late now. So.
Well, I'm not paying $200 overtime to fix it.
Well, how much did you want to pay?
They gave me a price yesterday.
Right.
To fix it, get it up and working,
mm-hmm.
and it was about $200.
Okay, so you don't want to pay the extra $200 for me to fix it for you tonight?
Not tonight, no.
All right, well then, I'm going to have to send it to Russia. There's a computer company in Russia called Adventuring Computers.
Don't send it anywhere.
Well, I already got the label printed out.
I don't care. Don't send it anywhere.
Well, you'll have to pay for the shipping because I already paid for the shipping. It's $200.
I'm not paying for the shipping. Cancel it.
Do you want me to put in a PSUL 775 or 755 in here?
I'll be by tomorrow and pick up the computer.
How long do you need Internet Explorer for? I can give it to you for 30 days then, and that's it.
All right.
For $200, you can only use a computer for 30 days, and then you have to bring it in, and you're going to get a Macintosh Apple computer instead.
Don't download it, Dan. Just leave it.
It's already downloaded. It's on here on the computer.
I'm not paying $200 for it.
Do you want me to take it off?
Take it off.
Well, for me to take it, I have to hit the computer with a hammer to break it.
Good.
All right, and I dropped the computer in accident, and the screen, like the part where the screen connects, I think I broke it. So that's like another $50 to fix it.
I'm not paying another $50 to fix it when it was your fault.
Well, it was an accident.
I don't care if it was.
I'm not liable for accidents because you don't know how to use a computer and you had to leave it here.
Look. I'll be by there tomorrow to pick up the damn computer.
We're closed.
Do not do anything to it.
We close. We're going to close tomorrow.
What time?
We're closed all day tomorrow for 4th of July.
Then I'll pick it up on Monday.
Well, we're closed, too. I just said it was 4th of July. You don't understand? Are you stupid?
Yeah, the 4th of July is Wednesday. I know exactly what I'm saying.
So we're closed until Friday.
I'll pick up the damn computer as soon as I can.
All right. Well, if you want the computer back, you need to give the $200 for the repair plus $200 overtime plus $50
to fix. No, I'm not giving you an extra $200 for overtime.
No, and also plus $50 because I dropped it.
That's your problem, not mine.
Now, here's the good thing. Internet Explorer is free.
Good.
Internet Explorer is free, but I have to charge you the money to put it on there. Because I'm a computer person. I'm smart, and I know how to fix computers.
Well, good for you. I know how to pick them up.
Yeah, you know how to pick them up and drop them.
You did that. I didn't.
I'm putting down here that you dropped the computer, and that's why it's not working.
I did not drop the computer.
Well, I put it in the paper in the computer. It says that customer dropped the computer and broke it, and she's stupid, and she doesn't know what to do.
Look, fella, I've had it with you. I'll pick up the computer as soon as I can.
Okay.
And I'm not paying you anything extra.
Did you put pornography on here? What's this pornography?
There is no pornography on it.
There's a black man with his penis outside. His penis is sticking out of his pants, and he's touching his penis.
I've had it. That's enough.
His penis.
There is no pornography on it.
There's a penis on here.
I don't care if there is. Leave it alone.
Penis. How many penises are on this computer? Tell me.
Son of a bitch.
What are you talking about?
There's a penis on here. What's this pornography doing on there? He dropped it.
He dropped it. That's awesome.
What's a penis on there?
What did he say?
What's a penis going on there?
There's a penis on there.
You're supposed to keep that in your pants.
There's three penises.
Where the hell are these motors coming from, Kentucky?
Hello?
Yeah, there's like five penises on the computer. Pictures of penises.
Well, why the hell are you so vain taking pictures of yourself?
No, they're not my pictures. Don't be rude and nasty and say bad words like that.
Hey, you don't be rude and nasty and accusing the 65-9-year-old woman of looking at computers.
Looking at
penises on them. We don't give a shit what they look like.
Do you know what a penis looks like? Is that why you were curious?
Son?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Where did you grow up? Out of a cave somewhere? Your parents didn't tell you anything?
I grew up in Kentucky.
That probably explains it.
Yeah, it's the greatest state in the Union.
Yeah, boys carrying around their peckers out of their pockets all the time.
The penises, yeah. That's why you're into people with have penises.
Man, you are so far out in left field.
Mm-hmm.
The computer will be picked up as soon as possible.
You will pay for the computer to be... I already fixed the computer. I took the penises off, and I replaced them with vaginas.
You know...
Yes.
I will talk with your supervisor, sir.
Oh, whatever. I am the supervisor.
Well, you have a boss, and we will find him.
Nope. I won't tell you who he is.
Don't worry. We'll find him.
Son of a bitch.
Go ahead, cuss on me.
God damn it. I don't need to be here at work looking at penises. So that's
old wrinkled penises at that. 65-year-old penises.
You hear that, milkman in Kentucky? They walk around with their peckers out. Is that what she said?
Yeah, their peckers. That's what I said. That's country girl.
That explains it. It will have to be a Negro.
Oh, that's too funny though. Give me a moment here while I relight my lighter, my cigar. I bought a lighter, a good lighter, man. I got a butane lighter, man.
Get you one of those, the flame jet on them?
Yeah, it's got double flames on it.
Those are sweet. Well, that lady was pretty pleased. I mean, overall with the service, I guess.
I guess so.
Make this motion.
Oh, they took out Internet Explorer. They put a penis on there. I like that. That's good. It's called Robert. He's got a computer with a penis on it.
Oh my. Penis PC.
Hello.
Excuse me. Is Robert there?
Is he?
This is he, Robert. My name is Cross. I'm with Geek Squad. I have your computer machine here.
Yeah.
All right. I understand, according to this, that you had a problem with the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many penises are on the computer?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you have a lot of pictures of penises here, it looks like.
Yeah.
Is that what was wrong, or what do you need done to it?
I'm not sure.
Do you want me to put more penises on it?
Why don't you just go to hell?
Please, I want to fix your computer. I guess I came off too strong. This is Best Buy. A bunch of people going to show up at Best Buy tomorrow. Someone call me.
PC stands for penis control.
Someone call me about penises. Penises. I like that word. It's a fun word, isn't it? Penis. Penis. Hello? Hello? Robert. Fuck you, Robert. All right, Robert ain't talking no more. Let's see how many more of these we got. We got Rachel, Valerie, and Ronald, and Aaron still. We'll start we'll call a few more of those in a moment. In the meantime, I would like some UK numbers from Lonesome, and I may have them already, maybe. Let's see. The Dewdrop Hotel instead of the Dewdrop Inn. Dewdrop Hotel is in Washington. That's cool. We got a different hotel in Hawaii also here. No numbers in the UK yet that I know of. Oh, but I got some old numbers in the UK. Let's start off with Patrick. What can we do in the UK? What do I usually do there? I forget already, man. I haven't done the show in so long. I forget what I do with the UK. I wake them up, right? Should ask them about their
wake up calls.
Ask about their toilet.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm looking for Patrick.
No.
What do you mean, no? God damn.
God damn.
No. I'll try again. How dare she?
That was an indication you need to redial immediately.
Yep.
Endlessly.
Hello?
Don't you say no to me. You put Patrick on the phone.
There's no Patrick here.
Is this Brady?
She never dentures in from a lot.
What do you want?
Yes, can you make sure that there's no Patrick there? Can you ask around in the house?
There's no one in the house.
Can you check?
Only me.
Can you check the bathroom, flush the toilet, see if there's anyone there?
There's no one in the house.
What
only me.
What about the toilet?
about the toilet. I know who's in the house.
Okay.
Who's in the time? And I am seriously ill.
What do you have?
Pardon?
What do you have? Why are you ill?
I've got leukemia.
What's
and
that?
You're making... What?
How long you have?
Oh, please, please get off the phone.
I have.
Please.
If you use the toilet and you have leukemia, can it spread?
Like, no.
It's not contagious.
No, it's your blood. Anyway, who are you?
My name is Cross. I'm calling from the National Geek Squad Administration. We're trying to fix the computers.
I haven't got a computer.
Oh, we have a computer that calls people on the telephone.
Yeah, I know you have it, and you're a bloody nuisance. It's just gone 6:30,
uh-huh.
And you're making me keep getting up.
Uh-huh.
And I am on a walking frame.
Well, can you just stay up and I'd like some eggs, please? Scrambled eggs, and do you have any bacon?
Oh, please don't ring again. Please,
make me a sandwich, please.
What? I haven't got a computer.
Uh-huh.
Please shut up.
Please just make me a breakfast sandwich, please. I'm hungry.
I can't make a breakfast. I am ill.
Oh, you can get sick if you put the you get people sick with your food?
What are you worried about my food for?
Well,
someone has to come in and do my food.
Well,
now, are you satisfied now? I can't do anything.
Someone,
and you're making me get up and talk to you.
Yeah.
So please, don't ring back.
Well, what,
please.
Someone comes and does your cooking, your breakfast for you?
Look, what do you want to know all that for?
Well, I'm just curious because I was thinking maybe I
could
put
I know you're curious and I am seriously ill and you're making me worse. So please don't ring back asking me stupid questions.
Okay.
I have to have someone to come in and do everything for me.
Could you leave a message for that person who comes in the morning to cook for you?
It's a carer. Look, stop asking these stupid questions and ringing me, please.
Can you please just write this down? I won't have to bother you again.
Pardon?
If you write this down, I'll leave a message for that person who comes
in. I cannot write it down.
Well, can you remember
it? I can't get to anything to write it down.
Well, can you
now, please,
can
will you stop? You've rung me 3 times.
Uh-huh.
And you're upsetting me.
Can you remember this, then, what I'm going to tell you? Can you remember?
No, I can't remember anything. Now, shut up, and please, don't ring me back.
Then how do you remember that I called you once already if you can't remember anything?
Because you've made me get up out of a chair.
Oh.
I'm not in bed, I'm in a chair.
Why?
Because I'm sick.
Oh.
And I'm sick. Of you,
have you, if you try laying down, you might feel better. Did you try laying down on the bed and sleeping there?
What did you say then?
If you can try laying down on the bed and sleeping there, you know?
Look, this is stupid. You're not going to get anything out of me because I'm here on my own. And stop annoying me, please. Let me go and sit down.
On my own. That's bad, Milkman. I feel bad now.
Oh, my.
Poor lady.
She's rather flustered.
I feel bad.
Better leave her alone.
Terrible bacon. She's seriously ill, she is. Hello.
Hello?
Is this Patrick there? Is the Patrick there?
Sorry?
Patrick.
Yes, hold on a second.
Hurry up.
Pascal? You?
Hello?
Patrick, what took so long for you to get to the phone?
Hello, Danny.
What took you so long to get to the phone?
I was in bed.
Oh, were you sleeping?
What's that?
Were you sleeping still? Damn it.
I know.
You weren't sleeping?
That's only 20 to 7 now.
Oh, do you just wake up?
Yeah.
Oh, are you having breakfast soon?
No. For a while. Half hour. I have a bath and a shower first.
Oh, are you going to use the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh, what, are you going to sit down on the toilet for a while?
No.
You stand up and
urinate?
Do you ever make a pee-pee in the shower when you take a shower?
No.
You don't? Where do you pee, in the toilet?
Yeah.
Okay, and when you have breakfast, were you planning on having eggs or anything, or what are you having today?
Oh, no, I just mostly have porridge and a cup of tea.
Okay, could you put an order for your wife to make some eggs, scrambled eggs for me?
For you?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. We don't use eggs.
Oh, what else does she make there for breakfast? She make pancakes?
Sometimes, yeah. I have to go now.
Can you put her on the phone?
No, she's gone back to bed.
Well, can you please have her make some pancakes for me and you?
Yeah, okay.
And then I want to, I'll kiss you. Porridge. Who eats porridge? What is porridge, anyway? Is that like oatmeal?
Well, kind of. It's like grains, and it's cooked up to a stick. It could be oatmeal, could be barley, wheat.
Hello?
Yes. Porridge, do you add sugar to it or raisins?
Okay, what?
When you eat your porridge, do you add anything to it, like raisins or sugar or butter?
I do have everything there, yeah. Okay, listen, I can't talk to you anymore. There's somebody coming in.
Oh, who's coming in? Liar. Oh, he said in Irish, right? He said, I can't talk to you anymore. Porridge.
Oh, God, that would have been a good one there to have Reclude on.
Can you imagine? I keep wanting to call Reclude at work to get a hold of him. I got his work phone number, but I don't know, man. I don't think he likes prank calls anymore, that guy, Reclude.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Could I, are you eating porridge this morning, or are you going to make pancakes, or what are you having for breakfast?
Who is it calling?
This is Patrick.
Who are you?
My name is Cross.
And who are you? Why are you ringing me?
Well, I was wanting to put an order in for breakfast. I'm hungry, and I know you're awake now.
Oh, no, I think you have the wrong number.
This is Patrick Baker, right? Patrick O'Baker.
Yeah, what's that?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not talking sense, what you're saying.
Well, you're going to have breakfast here soon, right? You're awake, and you're going to take a shower and a bath and use the toilet?
We're not away. We're at home.
Well, when you're at home, but when are you going to use the bathroom when you wake up, right?
Yes.
Okay, so after you use the bathroom and you use the toilet and you defecate and urinate and you take, are you going to take a shower or do you just go right to your breakfast after that?
I don't understand what you're talking about, I'm afraid.
Well, listen, when do you take a shower in the morning? Or
that has nothing to do. I'm ringing off. I'm sorry. This is nonsense.
I want breakfast, please. I'm hungry.
Where are you?
I'm outside the door.
Well, I think I better get the police.
No. Come on. I just need food. I'm hungry. I'm homeless. I'm a traveler.
I'm sorry.
I'm an Irish traveler.
I'm getting the police to come.
Don't. Come on. Please. Just give me some porridge or eggs. Do you have eggs?
Look.
What?
Will you please go away?
Can I have breakfast first? Then I'm an Irish traveler.
Some bacon? A bit of cheese?
Porridge and tea. That's going to be his masturbating in the show.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571. The person you're calling is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
No, I won't do that. Moving right along, here we go with the next call. Nigel Bevan. Nigel, in the United Kingdom. Yeah, I had to hit dial. Duh. I take call. Add to conference. Duh.
Excuse me.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Nigel told me to give a call here about having breakfast with you guys this morning.
He left a message.
He left a message?
No, he's getting out of a message.
He's getting out of the mess? What? Hello?
Yes, who do you want to speak to?
Yes, Nigel, you asked me to call for breakfast this morning.
Wait a minute, this is Nigel Bevan, is that the right Nigel?
Oh, yes, I'm calling for Nigel Bevan. My name is Max Velocity.
Remind me of the subject. Sorry, I'm...
the subject is breakfast.
Yeah.
Would you like breakfast for 50, 500, or 1,000?
Okay, tell me more what you're talking about.
Well, you're going to get up. If you woke up already, I don't know if you did, you're going to be using the bathroom, and you're going to use the toilet. And I wanted to see after that, then it's time for breakfast, and you eat your breakfast. Right?
Okay, this is a good joke. Tell me more.
No, when you eat breakfast, and I wanted to go ahead and place an order and let you know what I wanted your wife to make for me. I would like a breakfast sandwich with egg whites, Irish cheese, please, if you don't mind. No butter. I don't like that.
Great idea. Thanks for the suggestion.
A little bit of salt and pepper on that, please.
Who's speaking?
My name is Cross.
Okay, where are you?
I'm outside. I'm an Irish traveler. I'm in my caravan.
Oh, great. I've not seen one of those outside.
Okay. Well, no. I'm on my way. And then while we eat breakfast, then your wife will stand in front of us. And we will look at your wife and comment on her.
I see. Okay, well, I'll be looking out for you. Thanks very much.
We'll look at her body. Look at her privates. Hello? Oh, okay. All right, that wasn't too good. Brian, instead. We'll call Brian. That doesn't seem to be a very British name, but we'll call it Brian here. British.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Brian.
Speaking.
Hi, Brian. I'd like to make my request here for breakfast for this morning. Hello?
No.
All right, I'm going to stop with the breakfast thing. That's stupid. We got prank call requests here that we can do, though. Let's get to those just a moment. Cigar with smoking milkman. I don't like it that much. You know, it's the second one I have, and I forgot what they're prensados. They're like... They're Alec something, and they came recommended, and I tried them, and the first one I had, I got about halfway and stopped pulling, and that one did the same thing. I don't think I'm going to buy those anymore. So instead, I'm going to have a Rocky Patel here. I don't know. Look, man, you don't smoke cigars, but this Rocky Patel is a great cigar brand by an Indian man, an Indian fellow, who used to be an accountant, or he was like a lawyer or something. And he represented Arnold Schwarzenegger and some of the big people in Hollywood. And Arnold Schwarzenegger is a big cigar smoking fan. I don't know if you knew that. He's a big cigar smoker. And through Arnold and smoking, he got into smoking cigars. And being Indian, he had contacts in India, and he started the first tobacco. He was like the first to start this big tobacco trade. In India, started up some tobacco farms in India, like a co-op almost, and he gets his tobacco straight from India, and he makes these awesome, awesome cigars. Again, they're called Rocky Patel. And if I can find my cigar cutter, I will smoke it, because I'm pissed off. Look at that. This is how far I got. I mean, the cigar, it's still... I'll compare the Rocky Patel to this one.
What kind of wrapper does it have? Natural?
I think it's a Cameroon. I think these are Cameroon wrappers, yeah. But I didn't get that. Like, there's still plenty of cigar here left, and it goes out. It doesn't pull right. It's still a lot. I don't like these cigars. They're shit. They came recommended, and I'm just upset, beyond upset. So now where is my cigar cutter? Milkman, what did I do with my cigar cutter?
Might have fell down right by your feet there.
Oh, good point. Let me see. Let me play some music. Milkman, are you okay if we let some people come in on Skype for a little bit? Kind of help float the boat
sure,
a little bit?
Sure.
All right. All right, guys, if you're listening, you want to join on Skype, we can get a conference going. I got some numbers on Lonesome Loser, or we can call some more of these Geek Squad machines also. Now's the time. Madhouse.radio on Skype. Start calling in. We'll start dialing you in while I find my cigar cutter. Be right back in a second. Oh, Milkman, you were right. Right at my feet, man. You are smart.
Well, you've been sitting there and probably got bumped with the elbows during your movement. That's usually what happens to me. Somebody asked about how to donate to the Madhouse using PayPal.
Oh, there's something. Let me explain that. Do not donate to Madhouse for the time being because fucking... Let me get Tabachi in here real quick, you know, before I lose him. I can find my mouse. Hey, Tabachi, you're on the line.
Horse, what's up?
Horse. Someone's asking. Yeah, someone's asking how to donate to Madhouse. The PayPal thing, they closed. They banned my. They didn't ban the account, but they froze it. And I was able to use a majority. We got a lot of donations a few months ago, and I was able to use a majority of them. There's like $30 worth of donations locked in there right now that can't get accessed, and they won't let me access it unless I send proof. Like I got to send like. Bank statements and all this shit. I don't know what happened or why it happened. So I took down all the links for PayPal donation. I'd rather not go through that. I'll try to open up a new account in a few months or something, a different one, and get it all set up.
Isn't there like, then Google got one you can use now instead?
I don't know. Does Google Wallet take that kind of stuff? But
I think you're supposed to like be replacing the whole credit card deal on PayPal.
I don't know. Well, the good thing with PayPal was like, you know, for PayPal, then I would use those funds for Skype, and I would use those funds for the web hosting, and I would use them for the Shoutcast server that I got. You know, it was a direct thing. I didn't have to launder the money anywhere. It was, you know, in one end, out the other. But I don't think there's going to be a... And when I was doing that, I was even saying, guys, you know, just maybe I'll take donations, you know, for 1 week out of you know, every quarter, every 3 months, just to get a little bit to work with. But right now, I think we're okay. I'll be able to manage for now. No worries. Book something. Bazooka Man is here. Hey, Bazooka Man.
Hey, it's Baz.
Hey, Baz. How you doing, man?
Doing good. Good to hear you back, bro.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. Thanks, everyone, for your support.
Baz.
Carlito. Hey. I had a problem with my PayPal account about a year ago, and there's a customer service number you can call. Have you tried that?
Well, here's what happened. What I didn't like with PayPal was like it would give my first and last name, my real first and last name, to anybody who gave a donation. And I really didn't want like the ability for someone, let's say if someone was upset at a prank call, they could make a donation of, you know, $1 and find out my real first and last name. If they caught on to it, so I didn't. That's not a good idea. So I just set it up as a business account, and it said Madhouse Radio. Well, I didn't. I guess what happened was, like, oh boy, if you're a business account, you gotta have a business ID and all this shit. So I don't know.
If you don't verify yourself after receiving a certain amount of funds and are transferring it to a bank account, they'll just kill you. They'll snap you off like that.
Yeah, and I wasn't even transferring them. I was just trying to make payments. I was just paying direct, you know, from there, like I said. But I don't know.
Yeah, they all think you're a terrorist.
I guess. I'll incorporate Madhouse one day. I'll make a corporation or something. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Have Madhouse checks. Say Madhouse Radio Incorporated on them or something. I don't know how to go about that.
Fuck yeah.
I want to get in on that IPO.
Yeah, there we go, right? We could do an IPO. So shares of Madhouse.
Why don't you just get your secured credit card and use that account? That's what I do. And you can put whatever you want on the secured credit card because you're going to do that online or by phone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another
option. That's the way to do it.
I guess. But the thing was for people to be able to donate, you know, without them.
Well, you put on a different name on your credit card, and that's the one when they're donating on the PayPal, it's going to go to that card.
Yeah, I don't know. Or I could just say I'm Mike Tucker, you know? That'd be cool.
What the fuck do you want, Mike Tucker?
I could say that. Like, yeah, Mike Tucker. And then we'd be cool. We'd be in the green. Yeah, so Baz is here. Tabachi, Milkman, of course, I guess, is here also. Like him or not, he's here. And Tabachi, what happened last time? And I was listening last night, and did you drop out? Like
I had worked all day in the heat, and like I was just nodding off in front of the computer. So I literally walked into our room and just fell asleep.
Wow.
Yeah, I crashed hard. I almost didn't even bother doing a show because I sucked. I can't even do any pranks. I was so tired.
Well, I was listening. It was good. There was like a Mexican guy all upset. I was listening, and like I think I got up to get some water, and I came back, and it was like a Madhouse episode I was playing. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we ran for 50 minutes, and I was just exhausted.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, it happens. It's cool. All right. Well, we got some numbers here. We got numbers in Estonia.
Awesome.
I don't know if we ever called Estonia. Let me go from the top of the list here from Lonesome Loser. He sent in a lot of numbers, and I have gotten to none of them here.
Did we do any of the midget calls, or we're not going to go with that?
Oh, yeah, I got those here, too. So what do you think, Milkman? Should we call Lonesome Loser numbers, or should we do the midget calls, the midget convention first?
Well, now you already queued up Lonesome Loser, so go ahead and get him, and then maybe, you know, move back to try midget calls.
The midgets.
Where's it at? What time is it? It's already like 11 here, so they're probably not going to get much out of the midget convention.
Midget convention is in Dallas, Texas, so it's an hour. It's 1 in the morning. But it's a hotel. Right. It's a hotel. So we can, and they're partying. You know, they're probably partying right now.
All right. Partying midgets. Let's start out that
way. Midget party. Yeah. But in the meantime, we got the Golding Living Center in Pennsylvania, and they're mean to their old people that stay there and stuff. Let's do that. Tabachi, you want to do a call, or do you just want to hang out?
Sure.
All right.
I think I'll hold off for a call or two. You guys can take the first ones. But
all right, let's do it. I'll do this one then.
I'm trying to look up some details on that midget convention right now.
Nunu can hook you up. He's got a whole...
I think it's the Little People of America.
Yeah.
Golden Living Center, East Mountain Manor. This is Tammy speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Big Tammy. My name is Cross. This is the Golden Living Center machine.
I'm sorry?
This is the Golden Living Center machine.
Machine?
Yeah.
Well, this is Golden Living Center, but I'm not a machine.
Well, this is the machine, the Golden Level Center, East Mountain machine.
Hold on one moment, please.
Why?
Can I help you?
Yeah, what was I holding for?
Pardon me?
She said to hold on for a minute. Why?
Who is calling?
My name is Cross. Don't be nasty with me.
Who are you looking for?
Well, I was calling because of the machine. Golding Living Center East Mountain machine.
What machine?
Oh, this is a machine where they watch people who are infirm and old.
And they're what?
And they're old.
Again, who are you looking for?
My name is Cross, and I'm looking for the people who work at the Golden Living Center machine.
Regarding what?
Regarding the water.
What water?
The quality of the water. The water smells like cigarettes, I understand. God, they're nasty. They are mean. Holy shit. I love it when they get upset about the machine thing. Like, they take a personal... they take it personal when we say machine.
Thank you for calling Golden Living Center, East Mountain. This is Trevor. How can I help you?
Hi, Big Trevor. I was talking to, is her name Tammy?
Yes.
Yeah, she was saying that there was a problem with the water there. I'm calling about what I want. My God. Jeez.
Well, the Living Center, East Mountain Manor. This is Tammy speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, Tammy, I wanted to tell you what I was calling about. You didn't have to be like that.
Okay, well, explain.
Okay, well, this is the Golden Living Center, East Mountain machine. That I'm calling. My name is Cross. I'm with the water. And we understand that it was a problem with the water, so we're going to bring the horse over. The horse, we have a horse tester. The horse comes, and he drinks the water, and he smells around. And then he provides a report about the water. What's in the water, there's a problem with the water. And then we can tell you exactly what's wrong with Internet Explorer, why it's not working.
That's wonderful. That's amazing.
Okay, so the horse, the report that comes out of the horse, basically after he drinks the water, then he processes it inside his body. And it comes out in his urine. And then someone drinks the urine and they can tell you exactly what's going on. The horse is intelligent.
Wow.
Yes. Would you like...
It doesn't say much about the person, though, huh?
This is a professional business, okay?
Okay.
All right. So who's the manager there?
They're not available at the moment.
Stupid bitch.
Can I help you with anything?
Yes, the computer.
Oh, it's sleeping at the moment.
Can you please hit the control alt and wake it up?
Sure. Let me let you talk to the computer. Hold on, please.
The leg press, the compound row, the neck machine, and the low back machine. We'll be right back.
I think she's going to come back.
It's talking about machines.
Probably.
It's talking about machines. Did you hear it? The low back machine. All right. Tabachi, you're from around here. What's up with Wawa? Is that a grocery store? What is it exactly?
It's like one of those Quick Trip, what do you want to call them?
Convenience
store? Sort of like the 7-Eleven of Pennsylvania, New Jersey.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Calling about the computer machine?
Yes.
I was supposed to talk to someone about the computers?
This is Mrs. Ed.
What do you
Mr.
mean?
Mr. Ed is unavailable at the moment.
What, is it a horse thing? Is that what you're trying to say? You didn't
think?
Nah. That is really good. I like you.
You know what? I actually love myself probably even more than you like me.
Oh, you're loving yourself right now?
I do. I think I'm amazing, and I'm a little busy at the moment.
Have you read 50
Shades? If you'll excuse us. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. The computer is talking to me.
Have you read 50 Shades of Grey? Oh my God!
She's having a good time with us.
The world needs more people like this.
No, choosing a healthcare facility is a difficult decision. That's why we want you to be aware of all the options available here at Golden Living Center East Mountain. Whether you're investigating on
Wawa first,
this is Wawa machine.
Huh?
This is the Wawa machine. Damn it!
The greatest asset in finding a community that best fits your needs. What better way to narrow your list than with a tour of our living center?
I forgot how to do prank calls, apparently.
I think you're doing just fine tonight.
Hello?
Yeah, man, you're rocking.
Yes. Hello? Caller. Oh, they just hung up. I don't know about rocking. I want to get go too far. Well, you can. You can say that. It's fine. Make me
it's a good warm-up show.
Yeah, it's a good return.
Yeah, man.
You guys hear Alex Trebek had a heart attack? Can you believe that?
God.
I used to have this fake fact all the time that I'd tell people that was complete bullshit, but people were like, oh, that's a good one. I didn't know that. I used to tell them that,
okay.
That Alex Trebek was a sniper in Vietnam. I don't know why I used to say that to people all the time. People talk about Jeopardy, like, oh, yeah, did you know Alex Trebek was a sniper in Vietnam? I'm like, really? But they actually believed it. They're like, oh, yeah. I think they used to say that Mr. Rogers was a sniper in Vietnam. It was like an old wives. It was like an old urban legend. It wasn't true.
But, yeah, I heard that one before.
Yeah, but that was bullshit. He never was a sniper.
You know, I think he was probably on the air as Mr. Rogers during the Vietnam War.
Yeah, I remember someone had that argument. They're like, oh, he was on the air back then during the war.
In-N-Out Showdown?
Yes, hi. Is this In-N-Out Mini Mart?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's good. Do you guys have hot dogs there?
What is that?
The hot dogs?
No, we don't have. We have sandwiches.
Oh, the sandwiches? What did they put in the sandwiches there? How was the sandwiches? Is it good?
Yeah. We have barbecue sandwiches.
Oh, okay. And what do you put in it?
Barbecue. Beef.
Barbecue?
Yeah.
Do you put the barbecue in there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How much bread does it take to cover a whole barbecue machine?
What is that?
Like, you know, you bring in the barbecue from outside, right, that you cook with?
And yeah. So you bring the packed ones.
The big machine?
No, we don't do it with the machine.
Mm-hmm.
We buy the... let me... give me a second.
Stupid.
What is that?
Huh?
What did you say?
Stupid.
It says beef brisket.
Uh-huh. And you have a barbecue outside?
Yeah, it says bakery smoked barbecue seasoned beef brisket.
Okay, but the barbecue...
those and we put it in the bun.
It's just stupid. The barbecue's outside, right?
Not outside, it's in the freezer.
So it's not a barbecue, it's a freezer.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, so you... and then you put it on the barbecue?
Yes, sir. Just give me a second.
No. This pisses me off when people say barbecue. I put barbecue on it. Stupid.
Should ask him if he uses real charcoal or the compressed briquettes.
I put frying pan in it. That's the same thing, but I put stove in it. I've had this complaint before how they say Hamburg barbecue in Pennsylvania all the time.
Yeah. God. We're all stupid faces up here.
Hamburg barbecue. If I worked at a restaurant and someone ordered a Hamburg barbecue... you know what I would do to that person? I'd sell them a hamburger with barbecue sauce on it.
Do you know in the Philippines they have banana-cue?
Banana-cue?
They barbecue bananas.
Hey, wait a minute. I've done that before, and it's really good, man.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Dude, come on. You know what? I talked about this before. I take bananas, and I mash them. I cut them in a few pieces, and I put them in the microwave for a few seconds, like 30 seconds.
Oh, that sounds great.
You mash them, and then I would freeze it.
No, but they seriously call it banana cue in the Philippines.
Oh, those Filipinos. We got the Breakers Hotel here, a hotel called Breakers in Honolulu, my favorite state. Let's do it. My arm's hurting me. I don't know how much longer I'm going to go because I don't have the juice. It's late. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, man, we appreciate what you've given tonight.
Hey, man, thanks for having me.
Good evening, the Breakers.
Hi, can I have room 112, please?
Sure, what's the name?
Well, I'm with the taxi. My name is Cross. I'm not sure who it is. It's a pickup.
Oh, okay, hold on.
That's the best way around that issue. You know?
there's no answer.
Why not?
Nobody there.
Well, it says 112 here on the computer.
What computer?
My computer.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Let me see. Hang on. This is the taxi computer. What does your computer say?
The Breakers Hotel, right?
Yeah, the Breakers Hotel. What's your computer say about that room?
Our computer says nothing about that one. It's occupied, but there's nobody there now.
Well, there's obviously a problem there. Do you think they're okay?
Yeah, we're fine.
No, they are fine in 112.
They're fine. They're not here.
Well, knock on the door, please.
I can't do that.
Oh, come on! What's your name? Damn it. Oh, boy. All right, let's call this Little People of America. Do you get any word on the street about that, Tabachi, that we should know about? Other than it's a Little People conference?
Man. No, there's not a whole lot. This is the Little People Association of Texas and Louisiana. Hmm. And it is only people who are no taller than 4 feet and 10 inches. So might be fun calling. And it's also by membership. So you could fuck with them and claim that their membership's been cut, whatever you want to say.
I thought it'd be funny to call Dr. Mengele and say I want to... I'm going to test you. Or what? I'm going to provide. I'm going to do experiments on you. Yeah. All right, cool. Let's do it. Was it Dr. Mengele that used to do that shit in the Nazi days?
Yep.
Twins, yeah. Twins and, yeah. And midgets.
By the way, lifetime membership to his club is $750.
Welcome to the Sheraton Dallas. Life is better when shared. If you know the extension of the person you wish to reach, you may dial it now. To access the dial by name directory, press star. Ooh. For reservations, press 1. For sales, press 2. For catering and convention services, press please hold.
The Sheraton Suite Sleeper Bed. Anywhere else in the world, except maybe your bedroom, you can now buy your own Suite Sleeper Bed.
High bar for quality. That's why your call may be recorded.
Thanks for calling the Sheraton. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Yes. My name is Gary Arnold. I'm the president of the Little People of America National Conference Machine.
Okay.
And I need a delivery. I need a ladder for the toilet so I can get up and use the toilet.
Are you in the hotel right now?
Well, I wanted to use the lobby bathroom toilet. But
I know, but are you at the hotel right now is what I'm asking.
Well, that's the question here. If I'm going to stay there, I'm the president, you understand, of this association. And I'm going to need about a 3-foot ladder that will allow me to get up on the toilet and sit down on the toilet. And I think you know what happens from there, right?
Well, I understand that, but sir, I'm in the reservations department. This is, your request would be something that the hotel itself would take care of.
Well, yeah, of course. What do you do there?
I'm in central reservations. I'm not at the hotel.
Oh, well, what happened? Why am I not talking? I called the front desk.
Did you request the reservations department, or well, did you press zero?
Well, this stupid computer machine on the phone just says all this stuff, and I don't understand.
Okay. The best thing to do would be to call back and press zero to speak to the front desk.
Can you hit zero for me, please?
Unfortunately, I can't. I can't transfer you back to the hotel.
But I can't reach it.
I'm sorry, I can't. There's nothing that I can do. I can't transfer you back to the hotel.
Oh, can you?
I don't have that capability.
Can you call the Dallas Sheraton, please?
I can't call I can't make phone calls out either, sir.
What good are you then?
I'm good here for reservations, sir.
All right, put down a reservation then.
When did you want to check in?
I checked in last night already.
Okay, well, I make future reservations.
You only deal with future purposes?
Yes.
And you just sit there and you be pretty?
Sir, huh? Is there a reservation that I can make for you on a future date?
Yes. Have you read 50 Shades of Grey? Have you read that?
No, sir, I haven't.
You should read it. It's very good. It's a very good book.
I've heard it's a wonderful book.
Yeah, there's a sexual accent and everything. They talk about sexual
sir,
things.
Sir, if you're not going to make a reservation, then I'm going to release the call.
Who told you about 50 Shades of Grey?
I heard it on the news.
What did they say, that it's a dirty book?
Sir, again, if you're not going to make a reservation, I'm going to be forced to hang up the call.
Okay, I'd like to make a reservation for the Dallas Sheraton for tomorrow.
And how many guests will be accompanying you?
50 Shades of Grey is a book about, it's a woman.
Sure, I'm going to hang up the call. Thank you
please,
for calling the Dallas.
Let me just tell you, please. Aren't you? My wife keeps reading. She's read that book. Oh, she's on the third one now. She's read in 2 days. She's
Welcome
read a book
in 2 books
and a half.
Dallas. Life is better when shared. If you know the extension of the person you wish to reach, please hold.
We'd like you to be part of our Starwood preferred guest community. If you're not.
Morning. Thank you for calling Sheraton Dallas. My name is Alice. I'm a director call.
I was just reading this book here, 50 Shades of Grey. And I need to use the bathroom. I need to use the toilet.
Where, sir?
Inside my room. But
what's your room number?
My name is Gary Arnold. I'm the president of the Little People of America National Conference Machine.
Gary Arnold is... Which one is the last name?
Arnold.
Arnold. Okay. And your room number, please?
I don't know what it is. I'm with the hotel.
And you're inside the room?
Yeah, I need to use the toilet.
What happened? You can't open it?
Well, I can't reach it because I'm a midget. I'm a little person.
You can't reach the toilet?
No, because I have short legs.
Okay, so you need help to assist you with that.
Yeah, can someone come here and pull down my pants and put me on the toilet?
Okay, sir, I'll send somebody, okay?
To pull down my pants?
What's your room number?
I don't know what it is. Bill Bradford took care of this for me.
Well, sir, you're calling from outside number. Can you call from your room?
I can't reach it. I can't. I'm stuck
in
here.
Hold on one moment, okay?
Please help me. Tabachi, you smoke cigars or are you a girl?
I'm a girl, an asthmatic pussy.
You don't do anything, man.
Nope. The sober life.
I don't get it, man. I was going to give you $100 to take me to a strip club. You're like, I don't like going out of bars. It's like, all right, fine.
Yep.
Fine, loser. Don't go.
Yep. Hey, there's a reason why I'm a phone loser.
Yeah. It's taking too long. Let's see what else we can do.
Yes, sir. We'll have somebody up there, okay?
Okay. Have you read the book 50 Shades of Grey?
I'm sorry?
Have you read this book 50 Shades of Grey?
No, sir, I have not.
Have you heard about it?
What's the title of it?
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey. No, sir.
Oh, you should get it. Do you have an iPad or an iPhone?
No, I do not.
Do you have a computer?
I do not.
What do you mean you don't have a computer? Do you work with paper? Hello? Are they gone? Yeah. Whatever, yeah, my wife's been reading that book nonstop for the last 2 days, and I love it because she doesn't bother me. She does nothing but read that stupid book.
Did you see the two numbers I pasted in the chat for you? I have an alternate hotel number and the sports bar number.
Yeah, I don't know. See, the thing with this conference is, like, what am I going to do? You know, sometimes, I don't know.
I don't know. Just throwing more numbers there for the hotel.
All right, cool. Hotel sports bar. Okay, let's do it. Let's see if they're open.
Yeah, 2:30 on a Saturday.
Oh, 1:30.
1:30, that's right.
Is it dialing? No. Let's try again.
No.
No. Busy. Line's busy. All right. Well.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Tony Roma's in Guam. I didn't know there were Tony Roma's existed anymore.
Yeah, really.
I got the nastiest steak in Tony Roma's once, man. The manager came by and he's like, "Oh, cut in that steak and see how good it is." And it was raw.
It was, oh, like, man. He was, you know what I made?
What's up?
You know what I made tonight?
What?
I made carne asada. It was awesome.
Sounds good. I had Mexican food tonight. What?
Yes.
Can you speak up?
Hello?
Hi, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, I can hear you, stupid.
Yes, meet us on the line, please.
Yeah, my name is Cross. I had a complaint about this steak.
The steak, sir?
Yeah, I got a steak with ribs. Ribs with a steak on the side.
Okay, sir. I'll put you in hold and I'll transfer you to my manager about it, okay? Okay, hold on, sir.
God.
Oh, I got a ton of numbers in England here, too.
Woohoo!
Mm-hmm.
thank you for holding. Anessa speaking. How may I help you?
Is this the manager?
Yes, sir.
Oh, listen, I have a complaint about the steak.
For takeout or was it a dine-in?
It was a takeout steak, okay? And when I got home, it was cold.
What temperature was the takeout for today?
Yeah, I took it out today, and I got home about 2 hours later, and the steak and all the food was cold.
What temperature did you request for?
I ordered a temperature 150 degrees in the oven for 30 minutes.
All right. Let me just go ahead and pull up your check, okay?
No.
You ordered it from Tony Roma's tumor?
Yeah. I got a steak with potatoes and computers.
Kindly hold. Let me go ahead and pull up your check.
God damn it.
Hello?
Damn it.
I'm sorry, sir.
I said, God damn it.
Oh. Give me a minute and I'll go ahead and pull up your check.
God damn it.
I'm sorry.
Do you know what God damn it is?
I was just wondering why you would say that.
I understand. I don't know why you're asking me what God damn it means.
I didn't. Kindly hold, sir. Let me go ahead and pull up your check.
No, I will not kindly hold. I will hold, but not kindly. I will say, God damn it.
I'm sorry, sir. Can I get your name real quick?
My name is Cross. My name is Cross. God damn it. Hello?
Please hold while I go ahead and pull up your check.
No.
Okay, sir.
Okay, what? I said no. I don't want to hold. I want you to fix this without pulling up the check and without asking me to hold.
I cannot assist you if I don't see your check. And with the takeout orders, normally it'll stay hot, but it's stored in a foam plate. So if you didn't get home until 2 hours later, then probably the time in between could have caused the food to get cold.
Maybe, but no one warned me about that before I left, right? And it doesn't say that on the package. It doesn't say anything like that.
Normally, you know, our food, when it's ready to eat, as soon as it comes out, that it was cooked.
Well, I told the person it was going to be 2 hours, and I said, no problem.
Oh, 2 hours from the time you placed the order?
Yes.
Or as far as from the time you picked it up?
When I picked it up.
So when you picked it up, it took 2 hours to get home?
I got home, and I watched TV. I played some basketball. I had sex with my wife and things like this. And then after that, then the food was cold. That's not right.
Alrighty. Usually food gets cold if you ordered it and took it home and waited 2 hours.
Oh, do you think maybe I shouldn't have had sex with my wife?
I'm sorry?
Do you think maybe I shouldn't have had sex with my wife?
I'm sorry?
You know, sex with my wife. I had sex with my wife for like 2 hours.
You know what? Hold on. Let me find another manager to help you. I'm sorry. Kindly hold.
No.
Boss.
Hey, Artie.
Thanks for holding.
Yes. Listen,
Hi, sir, got home.
I got home and I had sex with my wife, and then the food was cold after that.
What's that? You. I'm sorry, sir.
I got food from your place, and I came home, and
okay.
I had sex with my wife for 2 hours, and the food is cold, and that's not acceptable.
Yeah, and 2 hours is pretty long, sir. I'm pretty sure anything.
Well, I'm a man. I bring the ruckus. Okay.
Okay.
I get mine.
And what?
You know what I mean?
What's that?
I gets mine. I brings the ruckus.
So what do you want me to do for you?
Well, I want you guys to give me instructions on how to warm up the food.
You want
on instructions how to warm up the food.
Yeah, and I want a refund because this food is cold. I can't eat this cold.
Okay, let me pass you to the general manager.
So oh, my God. Manager this, manager that.
Yeah.
How many managers do you have there, young man?
Yeah.
I guess mine. Art, do you ever have 2-hour-long sex sessions? I know you have, man.
I've had 2-minute-long sex.
Nice. 2 minutes too long. Art, are you still with the girl with the stinky pussy?
No, I actually got a blowjob from another fat Hispanic chick the other morning.
Nice. Hey, thank you for holding.
Nice.
Yes, hi. Is this the same guy again?
I'm sorry. Are you doing a takeout order or a reservation?
Well, I made an order for takeout, okay?
Oh, order for takeout.
And then I brought the steak and the mashed potatoes home, and it was cold.
I'm sorry?
The food was cold when I went to eat it.
Did you place a takeout order?
Yes, I placed a takeout order, man. Come on, man.
And you said you had mashed potatoes.
I had mashed potatoes,
mm-hmm.
Steak, and ribs.
Oh.
What?
Okay. One moment.
Sir. Oh, God damn it. God.
Hello?
Yeah, who is this now?
This is Russ.
And what do you want?
Huh?
What do you do there?
I work
in. What do you do? Are you the manager?
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Well, I come home and I had a takeout order with steak and ribs and mashed potatoes.
I'm sorry, sir. I think you probably had the wrong restaurant because we don't have mashed potatoes, sir.
Do you have steak and ribs?
Yes, we do have steak and ribs, sir.
Well, I had that part and it was cold. Why?
I'm sorry.
Huh?
I'm sorry, sir.
What do you mean you're sorry?
Sorry that your steak was cold.
Yeah, well, I want you to fix it.
Okay.
I want to have 4 steaks made for me. Hot steaks.
Sorry?
I want 4 hot steaks.
Sir.
Ma'am.
Sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen to me.
What?
Why don't you come here and get your steaks?
What does that mean?
Come here and get your steaks.
You don't even know what I want on the steaks. Listen, I have a wife here in post-orgasmic, you know, euphoria because I had sex with her for 2 hours, okay? And I have cold steak. Whatever. Talked to like 5
Yeah, you did it now.
Alrighty,
that's where this blowjob occurred, though.
All right, tell me about this blowjob. I want to know. Tell me.
It was in a crowded Daytona Beach parking lot.
Oh man, really? Did you? How much?
Yeah.
How much?
I picked her up in Orange City. Then we started talking, and I don't know if she was all there though. That's the thing. She's like, "Hey, want to go to the beach?" I'm like, "Yeah, I don't have a swimsuit though." I'm like, "Oh, we can go skinny dipping."
In the beach in Daytona?
Yeah, it was like the middle of the night.
Okay, the police are pretty hot out there, man. You gotta watch out. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, we went skinny dipping, and when she took her clothes off, she was a lot fatter than I thought she was.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
But I still let her suck my dick.
Nice. So what parking lot was it? We're in Daytona.
I'm not sure, because I just found the first fucking entrance to the beach. It was really dark.
Really? Was it Splash Point Park? Was it there, you know?
There's soda machines and shit.
Yeah, soda machines, 2 parking, and there's like a little, kind of like a wooden boardwalk area there, kind of.
It's right next to this, Volusia County building.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Splash Point Park, yeah. Dude, they catch prostitutes there all the time. You sure she wasn't a prostitute or something?
No, I picked her up in Orange City.
Oh, man, yeah, I know of somebody who had gone out in Daytona. She was all dressed up, and she had to pee really bad, like at 2 in the morning, and she went to that same parking lot, that same park that has bathrooms and the Coke machines and shit. And the cops showed up and thought she was a prostitute. they thought she was a prostitute. They were going to arrest her.
But then this chick became a clinger.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Oofa.
You want to hear the message she left on my machine?
Yes.
But you'd have to call me on my cell phone.
Okay. You want me to call you on your cell phone now then? All right. I'll do that. I'll do that right now. Bye.
All right.
Bye. So it was an adventure with Artie, isn't it? I mean.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Man of many stories.
I don't know. Yeah, I was just listening to that episode where he was talking about the girl with the stinky box. I don't know if he got out of that whole mess or not yet. Evil. Do I have a cell phone? Let me see. Let's see. Yes, I do. Other. Excuse me. I think we're going to wrap up the show here pretty soon. Okay, let's hear this.
Oh, that's the other thing. She says she has a personality disorder.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes she calls me Joe, and other times she calls me Jason.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I guess.
That should be a red flag right there,
that's
man.
That's a red flag right there,
I
man.
Know.
No kidding.
All right, I want to hear this voicemail. Let's hear her.
Hold on. I got to put on hold for a few seconds.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we got England numbers here. If you guys want to hop in and do some calls here, help me out, and we'll call it a night. It's 3 in the morning, just about.
Hey, you still have that Cobbler's guy number?
I don't know his name. I'm sure
I
do.
To listen to your messages, press 1. To send a message, press first saved message.
Hey, Jason, it's Noemi. Just wondering how you're doing.
Message saved.
Jason.
Next message.
Tell me this isn't scary.
Hello, it's Noemi. Just calling to say hi and want to see how you're doing. Wondering, I'd like to see you again. Like, really, I do. You should come see me today. Yeah, I know it's late, but it was later yesterday anyway. So, yeah, you should come and see me and we should hang out because I want to see you. I'll be on OkCupid on my DS, so just hop on, and it'd be nice to see you today. Anyway, take care. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Wow.
To replay, press 4. To erase, press 7.
Without ending the call.
To return this call, press 8. To save, press 9. To hear all options, press 0.
Hit pound? Try pound.
Message skipped.
Ah.
Next message. Message saved. There are no more messages. Main menu.
I'll call you back.
To listen to your messages, all right, press 1. Cool.
Jeez, yeah, she does sound like a clinger, doesn't she?
Shit. Sounds like a schizophrenic.
But yeah, that was the day after I met her.
She sounds like she likes you. She sounds like she likes you, though, man.
Yeah, she's scared. The Jason thing's scary, though.
Does she outright say, like, my one personality will call you Jason and my other one will call you
no,
Joe?
She didn't. No.
Okay. Wow. How old is she?
She says she's 23, but my brother says she looks 38.
Oh, and she what? She masturbates? No way.
No, she said she masturbates with her tarot cards.
Wow. Okay. Like, when she uses the cards, or she's, like, has the cards...
She uses the cards.
To masturbate with, as an object to...
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah, man, that's weird. I wouldn't mess with that, man.
Yeah, I've been ignoring her.
Yeah. Wow. Dude, you and that OkCupid thing is gonna get you killed one day, man.
I know. I've actually, like, I have standards now, though.
Good, man.
After her.
Okay, cool. We're going to call England. Tabachi, do a prank call to England, please, man. Help me.
All right.
We're going to call E.J. Boyd Wallace. E.J. Boyd Wallace in England. Get out of here soon. Sorry I haven't talked to you already. You know my mom died. I know Athena talked to you and all that, but...
Yeah, I know. I told you to see how you were doing.
Yeah. I haven't really talked to anybody. But I'm back.
Eight, 9, 1, 5, double 8.
Hey, how you going? Is Mr. Wallace there?
Who's speaking, please?
Hello. Please put me on with Mr. Wallace. This is Edgar down at the power plant. This is Edgar.
Pardon?
This is Edgar. Filthy little cunt put me on with him. Hello?
I don't think they're going to talk to us.
No, man.
Sorry, dude. DJ Windsor is next. Artie, you want to do a call to England? No? Artie? Hello, Artie? Nope.
We called him before.
Dude, it's like...
I don't know.
It's almost
I remember
like
that name. I already called him.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Is DJ there?
Hello?
Go ahead, Artie. I'm sorry.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, piss off.
She liked you.
Oh, yeah.
Let me do this one. Again. I got this one.
Hello?
Yeah, what happened? Why'd you say that to my friend to piss off? What's that about?
Because you're phoning me. It's freaking 8 o'clock in the pissing morning. I've got two fucking kids and it's Sunday.
You got two teeth and it's Sunday? What?
It's two. I've got two children and it's Sunday fucking morning.
Okay, so are you going to have oatmeal or porridge or what are you having this morning?
She asked for black
she
pudding.
She sure talks fast.
God damn. She said she had two teeth. I have two teeth and it's Sunday. Hello? Hello?
I'd like to inform you that your horse escaped.
All right, she's gone. She left. Well, she's upset, but she's gone. Janet King instead in England also. Here we go, Janet. I think the battery in my mouse is going out. Shit.
The battery in your rabbit's going?
My mouse, goddamn you.
You're a rabbit.
By the way, it's tarot cards. I don't think it's tarot. Not tarot. Tarot.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is Big Janet there?
Who?
Big Janet. Janet King?
Yeah, who wants her?
Well, it's me. I'm her friend. Her guy friend. You know, we hang out sometimes.
You what?
We hang out sometimes. She makes me breakfast in the morning.
She makes you breakfast in the morning, does she?
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
It tastes good.
Then.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Janet. I'd like to let you know what I want for breakfast.
I beg your pardon?
I want to let you know what I want for breakfast.
I don't do your breakfast.
Oh, yes, you do, honey. Remember?
Oh, no, I don't. You've got the wrong number.
Janet King makes my breakfast for me in the morning. She makes
No, she does not.
Yes, she does, too. I want my breakfast. She's got some explaining to do. Oh, she does. She does, does she?
You want to know what I've been eating a lot of lately?
What?
Those taquitos at racetrack.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Janet, she's got to make my breakfast. I'm hungry.
You want to piss off, mate?
No, I don't.
She's my wife, and if you start giving me a load of bloody jip, mate, we're going to get bloody trouble. I'll have you bloody traced and bloody well done over, mate.
Listen, I don't even know what you're saying. I'm American. I just know that Janet kisses me all over my body and puts tarot cards on top of me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And tells me.
But then you want to piss off and stay in America then, mate. That's what you want to do.
Well, I'm not in America now. I'm in the hotel. I've been waiting for her all night. She didn't show up.
Yeah, you want to piss off, mate. You do.
You shut up.
Fuck off.
Make my breakfast.
Fuck off.
Die. All right.
Should call again.
Yeah, let me call back.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, next one. 106. Calling 106, Maureen King.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Maureen, is she there?
Who's asking?
This is a friend of hers, a guy, I hang out with her in the mornings. She makes my breakfast sometimes.
I think you've got the wrong number.
Well, no, Maureen King likes to, you know, we kiss and we hold hands and we talk about her husband.
No, you've got the wrong number, friend.
Is this her husband?
Goodbye.
You stupid? Bye. Asshole, stupid shit?
Put the phone down.
No. Go piss off, you shit.
Cobblers.
Alrighty.
I accidentally hit end instead of mute.
Ah, you dummy. Alright. Alright, and we'll call George Davies. I think this is the last one here. Alright?
Alright.
This is it. Because I'm done 8 cents worth of credit.
You want to call Noemi?
No. I'm going to get you in trouble.
This is Len Davies. Sorry, I can't get to the phone at the moment.
Hello?
Is this George?
I'm sorry?
Is this the Davies, George Davies?
That's right, yes.
Oh, good. Listen, I wanted breakfast. I wanted to tell your wife I wanted breakfast this morning for her to make me a breakfast, a nice breakfast.
Well, what are you talking about breakfast for? I don't understand you.
Well, breakfast is what you eat in the morning.
You know. Oh, no. Did, why are you saying it to me now on the telephone?
Oh, because I'm hungry. You know, I want breakfast.
Come on, let's stop wasting my time. What do you want?
I just want a nice breakfast with porridge and eggs on the side. Maybe
you will not get one on this telephone number or this house, so you're wasting your time here.
Oh, who makes your breakfast for you? Do you?
I make my breakfast. Yeah, that's not any of your business.
Oh, what are you having today?
Sorry?
What are you going to have for breakfast?
Have?
Not enough Skype credit. Cut me off. All right, we're done.
Oh.
Damn.
I was going to ask him about black pudding.
Yeah, I know. I forgot the black pudding thing. All right, well, we're out of here. Thanks, you guys. Artie, you're out of here on your ass. Have a good night, man. Bye.
Later, bro.
Bye, Artie.
There goes Artie. And Baz, Big Baz, you're out of here, too. Thanks for joining. You're out of
good
here
night.
On your ass. Bye. There goes him. Tabachi, it's your turn.
Team Horse for the win.
Yes, Team Horse always wins. Bye. That's Tabachi. And then Milkman, you're here. Are you on your ass?
Howdy, ha.
Milkman. All right, take us out of here, Milkman. I'm going to go eat breakfast. Right. I'm going to go get some breakfast. Milkman.
What a great comeback, huh? Huh, folks? What I tell you? Hermanito, back in the house. Well, I'd like to thank you definitely for listening. I'd like to thank the big load jump loser, the numbers hitman out there. We couldn't do it without your funness. And also, Nunu, for providing good numbers. I'd like to thank all our friends right there in the chat, the 98.6 and now. I'd like to thank our friends over there at Cacti Radio Network. Thank you so much. Thank Mr. www.tebweb, wherever you're the hell you're at.
Blue Planet
and
Web.
In absentia, I'd like to thank also our friend and missing cohort of Reclude. And I'd like to thank you, especially you, our listener. That's right. We do this every week for you. We provide the fun. We just ask you to stop by. We got the dime, and you give us the time, and share a smile, and better yet, bring a friend, or worse yet, you can even bring an enemy, and they're welcome here in the Madhouse as well.
Yeah.
I thank you, Hermanito, our main man, our hit man, our number man, our killer out there to kick some ass on the phone tonight, and keep us all tickled with your earball fancying stylings, my Hermanito, the Generalissimo. Thank you so much for having me, my brother.
Yay! Thanks, Milkman, for being on.
Kiss my pussy.
And we're out of here. We'll be on, we'll be on Thursday. I suppose Thursday is a good enough day, I think, right? Isn't that we do a show thing on Thursday?
We do a show thing on Thursday. It has been done to happen. Always stop by and check in, because you never know. We might actually be on the air.
This time, yes. I will make an effort. No, I'm not going to make an effort. I commit myself.
Keep an eye on the forums, too. There's always good information there. Sometimes the chat will have good info.
Yeah, the forums. I suppose it is. All right, so thanks, everyone, for hanging in there while it was gone, you know. Gone for a while. Thanks all for understanding. Thanks again for your kind words and all that stuff. And, okay, bye. Bye, guys.
Kiss my pussy.